Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, he's.
There we go. Let's hear it, baby. As we are,
I almost carried out conversation on air, Ron.
I know you did. As we are live here, as the big voice man said, Raven Tower, 310 North Street here in Houston, right next to the White Oak Music Venue. Hey, and I just had the rice bowl, and all the food. Queso, fantastic. Food truck outside, some great Mexican food. As you can come out here and get you something to eat, great drinks. The bartenders are fantastic. Give them a round of applause. Go up, man. Go ahead and tip our bartenders. They're doing a great job. And it's a great place to be to get your weekend started off on a beautiful Football Friday here on Sports Radio 610. I do want to get to, I think, an important developing story with this game coming up here in a bit, but last night, Clint, the other team in Texas that was thought to be the hottest team in the league, they lost, and their chances really dropped down. The Cowboys did.
Yep.
And I think maybe coming out of that story, they may have another game, their next one, without CeeDee Lamb, who had what looked like a nasty concussion in that game and didn't play the rest of the way, and he was having a big game. But I think the story coming out of it for the Cowboys is, saw old Pittsburgh Steeler version of George Pickens.
Oh, Pittsburgh Pickens.
That old George Pickens, right? And it was crazy because Al Michaels, that snake, Al Michaels, just won't you take your ass and retire. My God. I mean, I'm not the biggest Mike Tirico fan, but Mike Tirico was sitting there forced to have to do the Kentucky Derby and had to do – all gymnastics and stuff because your ass didn't agree to the deal of taking your ass.
The red carpet, we're wanting to get into a controversy.
yeah. Jim's ass. You and boy, y'all old dudes, man. Y'all, Jim and Al. It is my spot. Al's Al. Al's got to be pushing 80 something. Al's got to be 80 something.
I mean, what'd you decide to just go pick on Al for, man?
Oh, I can't
I thought
stand
we was talking
Al.
About George Pickens.
I know it, but every time I get a sniff of that damn Al Michaels, I just can't stand him. But Al gonna say Kirk Herbstreit said, man, it is 81, that punk. Kirk going to say, man, this is really working out well, man. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, that 1-2 punch. And old Al going to say, yeah, working out well right now.
Yeah, that's about right. Them Tigers don't typically change their stripes now.
And then CeeDee went down, and then George Pickett started doing home run trout routes last night.
Hey,
like he was rounding the bases.
And it's going. And look here, they're going to be eliminated from the playoffs. It's going to get worse
because he wants his money.
I'm going to tell you, man. Yeah, the thing is all he had to do. I mean, think about it.
People think that's where it came from, Clint, is because
it don't matter
he hadn't
where it
got
came
his money
from.
Yet.
It don't matter where it came from. All George Pickens had to do was give max effort for five more games, and he was going to get monster money. And everybody was going to forgive the Pittsburgh Steeler just when he didn't block for the Warren kid on the what should have was it a touch? I don't know if it ended up being a touchdown.
That's one of them. He said a few of them.
I mean, but everybody was going to overlook it if he just could keep it between the lines for five more games, and he just can't do it, boy. Just can't do it.
Another running them home run trouts out there.
Oh, man.
I mean, Richard Sherman couldn't wait to get on the air after the game to get him. Lit his ass up.
I'm glad Steve Smith didn't get a hold of him.
Oh, Richard Sherman hit him with that. You know what I mean? And they want to pay this guy, but, I mean, this is what the Cowboys got to look at. Do you want to play a guy that's only going to give you what he's going to give you due to circumstances? That's what he said. I said, damn, Richard. Everybody else on the set looked like, damn, okay.
I'm going to tell you, man.
Let's start moving on to Dak.
Well, Jerry been known to pay these kind now.
Oh, yeah, he'll pay them.
I'm going to tell you, he is special, ain't he? I mean,
he is special. I watched his ass walk all over my team last week.
Oh, man.
Anybody want to defend a slant? Anyone? Yeah, George Pickens, when he's right, boy.
Detroit did.
Yeah, they sure did.
They wanted to defend that
side. Yeah, they just defended it, and then he helped them. I mean, I'm serious. Go watch some of those routes in the second half. He was on a home run trot. Like, he looked like Jordan.
He looked like Jordan running around the
back. When Jordan hit, he looked like Jordan rounding second, running slants. And Dak back there, I guess I got to throw it.
What was old buddy who did the Astros and had the bad hamstring?
Oh, he's over there. He's over there rounding it like Paredes.
He looked like Paredes rounding first base with that old torn hamstring.
I'm telling you, man, it is a slant in that game. My man out there, he is on a trot, Jack, and ran it too. Just on a trot. So, yeah, man, that was but it looks like they got a tall task ahead of them. They're 6-6-1, and the 8 seed. It has 9 wins already, so we'll see what happens with the Cowboys. But that was, even though as hot as they got,
man,
that was
it. You can kiss that thing goodbye. I just hope the Chiefs join them. That's where I'm at. I just hope them Chiefs join them. Yeah. By the way, you want to talk about that game last night? Hey, man. Jahmyr Gibbs is on another planet.
Remember I told you a couple weeks ago, I was listening to our sister station, Valenti and Rico, as they do a great job in afternoons in Detroit. And Mike Valenti, who has been there for a while, was arguing, boy, I don't know if I want to pay a running back.
Shoot. If you don't know if you want to pay that, when your ass don't need to be in the business.
my man said maybe Brian Branch, maybe the tight end, Sam Laporta.
Hell no.
He's like, those guys turn the corner.
Ron, he's as good as Christian McCaffrey right now. Hell, he may be better.
Yeah, he just affects the game so much. Did you see that?
He had 6 catches at halftime last night. You don't want to pay him?
Did you see the third name?
The hell out of here.
Did you see the third
name?
Well,
if Dan Campbell don't pay him, I'll kiss your ass in Town Square at a city meeting.
Did you see the third Nate that he caught with about 3 yards to go and him one-on-one? And that guy ended up out of bounds. And he gained 6 or 7 more yards.
Hey, man, I thought I may have pushed the envelope a little bit when him and Bijan came out together. Remember correctly, I said, Gibbs is a better professional back. I think he's going to be better at the NFL. Now, I thought maybe, boy, I may have stepped off.
And he went to the
right
spot, too.
Well, yeah, he went to the right. He went to a hell of a lot better place in Atlanta. But I thought at that point, I thought, boy, I may have, ooh, I don't know if that's going to, that may not pan out too well for me. I may not win that one. But, boy, Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, he's moving at a different pace, man.
Yeah, I don't know how you could be Detroit and not pay him.
Oh, hell, you can't.
The hell with Sam Laporta.
He scored 40.
I'll find another Sam Laporta.
Ron, he scored 47 touchdowns. 47 touchdowns before the age of 24.
He's got
which ties Barry Sanders.
He's got the Deion thing. My man, hey, speaking of that same trot that George was in, he was at that trot about the 8.
Oh.
And just trotting in. When he knew that was blocked perfectly, just in that trot, just trotting in. Oh, yeah, he's something else.
My man scored 47 touchdowns before his 24th birthday to tie Barry Sanders for that record.
Yeah.
47.
Yeah. By the way, a little update here with the Texans.
Have we had a running back score 47 touchdowns in the last 10 years?
A running back. I mean, we got to – Let's see what Foster did. If he runs into it, maybe he ain't been here.
When was Foster here?
You're right, 10 years.
It ain't been hell. We may got 15.
2015. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
31 fantasy points.
Yeah, he had 57 the other week that ran my son down. Yeah. He's something else. Yeah, he be getting Kirk Herbstreit. Man, damn, that was a wide receiver route he just ran coming out of the backfield. Yeah, he's.
And Amon-Ra St. Brown goes out there questionable before the game, and then goes out there and
I
ain't watched but one drive, and it's like, hell, ain't nothing wrong with him.
He's fighting through it,
and he put the nail in the coffin at the end.
I mean, if
the Lions can keep it together, man. Like last week, I was worried. I was like, man, what is going on?
But don't they seem like what this season is? Like from week to week. How did they score seven? You just went all those stats about the Chiefs pressure unit. They scored 17 points against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
How did Chicago get them?
But like, I'm watching Goff throw the ball. Was it last week or 2 weeks?
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. You were like...
I would have bet you a good amount of money something was wrong with his hand or his wrist. Like, I'm thinking, what is he...
You liked the Cowboys yesterday, I think, based off of what you watched with Jared Goff.
I picked the Cowboys because I didn't know what the Lions were going to look like after what I watched the week before. I knew Jahmyr Gibbs was going to go off, but I didn't know...
At what point of that game were you like, well, damn.
When he threw that pick? When that pick bounced off Pickens' chest and into that linebacker, I said, it's over. They ain't going to come back from this one.
Hey, when I saw Tesla streaking down the line, man, I said, boy, hey, man, they got some problems here, man.
How do you feel about
– Is that an Arkansas kid?
He ended up at Arkansas, but he got some run. But go to the league, he's got a lot more run with Detroit than he got with them old four-win Razorbacks, I can tell you that. That's a painful watch right there when your program ain't really very good and somebody goes to the league and is out there making plays.
Yeah, yeah.